The work of composing the score of The African was begun by Meyerbeer in 1838. Unfortunately, as it progressed, it became the subject of many unpleasant altercations with the librettist Scream, and Meyerbeer in despair ceased work upon it and began The Prophet. He resumed in 1863 and finally arranged for its production and conducted the rehearsals. The composer died, however, before it was ever publicly performed, and the opera was given its premiere sometime after his death in 1864. In spite of the numerous changes that Meyerbeer made in the music of The African, for he wrote it and rewrote it until the final score hardly bore any semblance of the original, this opera is considered the most purely musical of all the composer's works. The Huguenots is probably better known, and Robert the Devil also, but of them all, none is so melodious, so pathetic, or so free from blemishes of conventionality as this one. The story of The African is based upon the historical adventures of the great Portuguese explorer Vasco da Gama, who, with a single exception of Ferdinand Magellan, was the greatest navigator after Columbus. The story is exceptionally interesting and is almost ideal for operatic treatment. At the time the opera opens, Vasco da Gama is a young officer in the Portuguese Navy. He is convinced of the existence of lands hitherto unknown to the civilized world. In support of his contention, he goes to an African slave market and purchases two slaves whose features prove them to be of a race unknown to Europeans. These he exhibits to the Royal Council of Portugal, asking them for funds. The councilors refuse his request, and through a superstitious ignorance that we can well imagine might possess them, imprison da Gama and his slaves. The slaves are named Celica and Nelusco, and the former falls in love with her master. Da Gama is soon released from prison, and guided by Celica, he finally succeeds, after many adventures, in reaching the wonderful African country. The fourth act of the opera shows a temple of Brahma in the unknown land. Da Gama enters and is entranced at the wonders of this land of which he has so often dreamed. It is at this point the record starts, as the explorer voices his admiration and terms it paradise. This aria gives its singer great opportunities for vocal display, so that it is a favorite with all operatic tenors. It is extraordinarily popular with the public also, for it is a most beautiful melody. Jacques Ourlès made his American debut at the New York Metropolitan Opera House in 1912 and scored a success. His specialty is the Wagnerian roles, and he is considered the greatest of all German operatic tenors.